I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason.
Ta-da!
With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Charlie Grimes. What does Charlie Grimes do on the board? He just slides some things around and
he slides a few
clicks
things
a few
around,
buttons
and then he eats.
Eats
a lot.
He's a button pushing panda, he says. He's not either.
As he's practicing his kung fu back there, he hits the right button and slides the right slide.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, for a big guy, he's lightning fast. Ever watch him?
Awesome.
Man, he moves.
All right. So something else I thought that was kind of interesting. I thought it actually was kind of weird. So I saw this on Yahoo. Portuguese town encourages children to smoke at Epiphany.
What does that even mean?
So in Portugal, the Epiphany celebrations in the Portuguese village of Vala de Salgueiro? I'm sure I'm butchering that
Sombrero.
Features a tradition that each year causes an outcry among outsiders because parents encourage their children, some as young as five, to smoke cigarettes. Locals say the practice has been passed down for centuries as part of a celebration of life tied to the Christian Epiphany and the winter solstice, but nobody is sure what it symbolizes or exactly why parents buy the packs of cigarettes for their children and encourage them to take part. Here, kid, have a cigarette.
So where's this at again?
Portugal.
Portugal? Yeah, you ever been
Portuguese.
There?
Portuguese. No, never been there. I've had Portuguese sausage. That's about the closest to Portuguese I've gotten. What?
My computer decided to do an update right in the middle of the show.
Oh, it's Windows. Damn.
I want to hang myself. Oh, my gosh. Just get a gun. Just.
So it's, anyways, so it's, yeah, it's Portuguese. Portugal.
So if you lived on, is in Portugal like an island? What is Portugal? Is it just a, okay. It's off of Spain somewhere.
Yeah, so Portugal.
I mean, first of all, if you lived anywhere near Spain, you'd smoke.
Rock of Gibraltar, Charlie says.
So there's Spain and it's one landmass, but Portugal is just kind of a cut of it.
Okay, so it's kind
of
like
the west side.
It's kind of like what Michigan did to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah,
like that, right?
We have that weird cut off the top.
Right, that during the great wars between Wisconsin and Michigan,
yeah.
Michigan won.
I just think it looks funny. You see a picture of Michigan and it's like the mitten and then this weird side part.
Whoa, what? What are you talking about? The mitten.
The mitten. Yeah, the bottom
mitten.
Looks like mitt.
Who does?
That's why
Michigan looks
that's why
like
Mitt Romney's dad moved there.
Oh, it's like, show me the hand? Is that what you're trying to say?
It says, no. That's its real nickname.
Is the hand.
You haven't seen people with those shirts. Well, girls, that's all who would wear them that say, you know, home is where the mitten is, you know, and they have the mitten, the Michigan mitten.
No, John will not wear a shirt that says home is where the mitten is.
I have not a clue what you're even talking about. Home is
okay,
where the mitten is.
I will find one. I'll find one.
Home is where the mitten is. I can't say as I've ever seen that.
Well, because, you know, your children have nothing but, you know, if you live in Portugal and Spain, your children have nothing to look forward to except for high unemployment rates.
Okay, they are two separate countries. Both part of the European Union, though.
Well, see, there you go.
What is?
Yep, that's the problem.
Who is
the problem?
Portugal and Spain.
Okay, so that's the mitten thing you're showing me?
See? Looks like a mitten. Doesn't it?
I suppose.
The lower part of the state does. The UP doesn't.
Yeah, not the UP.
Upper Peninsula? Is that what the UP stands for?
Upper Peninsula.
The UP. Yeah, I guess it kind of does look like a mitten. So what are you talking about? Which part did they cut off? I'm trying to look at the map
right
now.
Well, look at that.
What are you talking about?
The Upper Peninsula is the part they won in the great Michigan-Wisconsin
Wars. Oh, that's still Michigan way up there?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's above Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah, above Wisconsin. So it's like they cut off the top part.
Why'd they do that?
Because they had a bunch of Packers fighting down there and they couldn't win.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
No, it
that
is.
Should all be Wisconsin.
It should be.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Why can't they be square like us? I mean, ours aren't exactly square, but...
Because there's some lakes in the way.
In Colorado, it's not quite square.
The borders look funny.
How do we end up with a really square state? I mean, it's not exactly... I mean, it's rectangular. It's not... It's not exact. I had a guy correct me one time. It's not an exact rectangle. I get it, but...
Exact square.
On the map, it looks pretty close.
It's pretty square. So is Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wyoming's even more square than us.
Yeah, well, you can always tell people, I live in one of the square states. Guess which one?
Nebraska, Kansas.
No,
Nebraska's
rectangle.
Not square. It's got a panhandle.
Okay. Yeah, Nebraska does have a little panhandle.
Yes. And so does Oklahoma. So does Texas.
Okay. Yeah. Texas is not in the category of square.
Well, no, it's Texas. Right?
United States of Texas.
Yeah, it's Texas.
Yeah, it's big, but not as big as Alaska.
So if Colorado wanted to go to war against the state and take it over, which one would they go after?
Ooh, which one would we go after? Well, I don't care to have Kansas.
No, nobody wants Kansas. Kansas doesn't even want Kansas.
Yeah, I'd go after Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take Utah.
Why?
Or Wyoming? What about Wyoming?
Economically speaking, it'd be the best if you took it over. New Mexico, yeah, there's not a lot of, you know, that's not a big one either. I would take Utah. Just head west.
I agree.
That's the one I would take.
Wyoming's just too darn cold.
It's
amazing how cold it gets. You drive 90 miles north.
Stinking wind always blows.
It's awful.
The wind never stops blowing. It's Wyoming.
Yes. That's it. That's
where the W comes from.
Wyoming.
Wyoming. The wind's always blowing.
Wyoming.
So why do I live here?
That's a good question. Other than you don't want to pay, you know, sales tax or income tax.
It's cheaper to live.
It's cheaper to live. There's a reason for that. Because the wind is always blowing.
The wind is always blowing.
I'm serious. You just drive 90 miles north of here. It's a different country. It's a different world.
Yeah. It's amazing how those state lines, everything changes. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of weird? I mean, really. I mean,
true.
You get all the way to the edge of Colorado, and all of a sudden you're in Kansas, like, ooh, it did change. I know. I mean, it's not a lot of difference, but there's a difference there. You drop down to New Mexico, same thing. Drive west towards Utah, same thing. All of a sudden the rocks are a lot redder. It's like, whoa, what happened?
What happened?
They're smooth, and they're round, and they're red. What happened here? All of a sudden it's like, wow, this is different. Right?
No, you're absolutely right.
It's really weird that way. Is it the same way in Wisconsin and Michigan? Is it like that? Can you tell when you're in each state?
No, nothing but a bunch of trees.
Everything blends.
It just all blends together.
I didn't know that about the mitten thing.
But you would not want to go to Michigan or Minnesota and mention that you're a Packers fan.
No.
Or vice versa.
No.
No. Then you would definitely know you're in a different state.
Yes, you would.
Yes. Right away.
Okay. Let's do this. Take a quick time out. We'll come right back. Bristlecone Shooting Range is coming up next. Now, if you want a great experience when it comes to weapons, learning how to shoot, getting your CCW permits. I had somebody text me on my way home Friday night saying, hey, where do I go to get my CCW class? I'm like, perfect place.
Bristlecone Shooting.
So I sent him back a little text message, says Bristlecone Shooting. In fact, I looked it up for him. There's a class coming up in X time, which is in like a week.
There's a class coming up.
So I looked it all up for him, said this is how you do it.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
No, she probably won't, but do you think Jacqueline let me take this computer in there and just, you know.
Shoot it up. Ooh, might be too damaging to the range. I don't know, Dan. You can hang it like from a little rope.
I hate this.
Sling
computer.
It down there and.
I hate when my next computer is going to be an Apple.
Not arguing with you there.
No.
Anyways, Bristlecone Shooting, your full shooting range. They've got everything you need. It's one stop shopping. 303-985-0989. Find them at bristleconeshooting.com and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristlecone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristlecone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristlecone Shooting.
All right, Larry's Automotive and Transmission is up next, and they would love to help you with any of your vehicle needs. And in the north part of town, They're the place to go. So if it's a transmission problem, a regular problem on your vehicle, doesn't matter whether you're driving a car, a truck, SUV, you name it, they can take care of you. 303-427-2108 is the phone number. Larry's Automotive and Transmission. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Belt replacement.
What's up with Gary over there? He just had his car serviced at Larry's Auto. So, Gary gets excited about regularly maintaining his car.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe, but he said that he actually enjoys going to get his car worked on at Larry's because the guys there treat him so well.
I wish I could get that excited about maintaining my car. I have a hard enough time even washing it.
Yeah, me too.
At Larry's Auto, our ASE certified techs are happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. We are genuinely excited to help you do all the things necessary to maintain and repair your car, although we may not be as excited as Gary here.
Transmission flush?
Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108 to schedule your regular maintenance appointment. That's 303-427-2108.
Oil change?
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical.
Yeah, that's the way it was when we were young, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
It's beautiful, magical. So joyfully.
Is that what you're telling your Russian hacker?
No, she gave up.
Oh, she did?
Or he gave up, I think. Yep. I love playing with those guys. It's fun. Because you get to a certain point where it's like, you just cut to the chase. How much money are you trying to extract from me right now? And then they go away.
How much do you want?
I mean, once they figure out that you know what they're up to, they're gone. They're history. They're out of your life forever. I'm dead serious.
No, I totally believe you.
But it is kind of fun to play with them for a little bit. Now, would I recommend doing that? No, don't do that, please. You have to know a little bit about what you're doing, what to say, what not to say. You don't want to give any information out, things like that. But, you know.
But you mean I really wasn't supposed to give them my bank account number?
No, Dan, you're not supposed to do that. When you're in my world and you're kind of a public figure to a certain point, they're going to find you anyway. So it's, you know, in my world, it's not a huge issue. But, yeah, I would not normally respond to Russian hackers, but I tend to. And whether they're Russian or they're from, you know, wherever, Ukraine or who knows? There's some hacker someplace.
But, John, according to the profile, she only lived a mile away from you and wanted to get together.
No, she lived in, I told you, Ghana. Where's Ghana? Okay, where is that at?
Guys, Africa.
Ghana's in Africa?
Yes.
Well, that's not where she started from.
Ghana's a country in Africa. Africa's the continent.
Yes, I know that.
Okay.
I've been there.
Okay.
Been to Africa, just not Ghana. Where's Ghana at? Must be on the west side.
Ghana, yes. Ghana's on the west coast, I believe.
There you go. I've only been to the east side.
Mm-hmm.
Never been to the west side of Africa.
She wants you to come to Ghana. She wants to meet up with you.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. Take all my money. Never to be seen again.
I wonder if the kidnapping trade is big in Ghana.
Kidnapping trade in all of Africa is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize that's where like all the Somali pirates are, is like on the other side of the continent, on the east coast. Like, you know, holding ships hostage and then getting huge ransoms. Literally.
No, I know. I totally.
I mean, that's
totally
like a whole other world when you go there. Well, it'd be weird to be held hostage by pirates, wouldn't it?
It really would be. So what happened to you? Well, in 2018, I was held hostage by a pirate. What?
Arr, well, matey.
They'd probably give John back because he talks so much.
Oh, jeez. Thanks.
They'd be like, never mind.
Okay, so I heard this over the weekend. Speaking of water and such, there was a cruise ship rocked by nightmare winter storm. It will home port in New Orleans this fall. So the Norwegian Breakaway, pictured above, was caught for 2 days in the powerful winter storm that was barreling towards the East Coast last Tuesday. Passengers aboard the Norwegian Breakaway, the cruise ship that will relocate to New Orleans later this year, got a nightmare ending to their vacation after the ship was caught in the powerful winter storm that battered, the U.S. East Coast last week. The Breakaway, which saw some flooding during the storm, is expected to begin sailing from New Orleans in November. So CBS New York reports that the Norwegian cruise line ship was on its way back from the Bahamas to its current home port in New York when it got caught in the storm in the Atlantic Ocean. Videos taken by passengers and then shared on social media show the ship listing as waves churned outside. Heavy rain and winds whipped all the windows and water flooded into the carpeted hallways and staircases. Travelers describe seasickness, glasses falling from the shelves, and water leaking from the ceiling into the staterooms as the ship passed through the storm for 2 days.
You know, this is exactly why resorts should be on land.
Oh, jeez.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah. But did you see that storm? I mean, when I was looking at the satellite images of that storm, it looked like a hurricane. I mean, it was a powerful storm.
That ship went like right through it.
Yeah.
Should we? I'm a little hesitant to play the video for this because I don't know what kind of bad language there would be. But there's some guy right now walking down the hallway.
So,
it's flooded.
Since the Titanic, why are people still getting on ships?
I've been on cruise ships before, but there's water everywhere on this ship.
What's the point?
Oh, cruise ships are awesome.
Okay, what's your favorite part about a cruise ship?
It's like a big floating hotel, and
exactly.
It used to be.
Resorts belong on land.
But let me finish. Used to be, not this way anymore, but it used to be there was no cell service and very little internet service, and it cost a fortune if you had to get an email. So
that sounds nice.
It was nice because you could totally disconnect from everything. Now, in today's modern world, I think everything works. You've got signal and satellite and all that crap, and so you go out there, and it's just like being on land, and that part would stay.
So you're still at work.
Yeah, pretty much. But at one time, going on a cruise meant you totally disconnected. That part I liked. And for you, Dan, you would love it because, food everywhere the time.
Okay, so that part I would like.
There's a smorgasbord all the time. Charlie would love it.
Except I have this fear of drowning.
Well, why?
Can you swim? Well, because I can't breathe water.
Well, don't you swim?
You ever watch a rock swim, John?
You don't swim? Is that what you're trying to say?
For very short periods of time. It's bloop, 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 bloop.
Well, they make life jackets.
Oh, that's comforting. Yes, I want
to
go to
the. By
the
way, so if there's a problem,
jacket.
You go to the muster station to get your life jacket.
Muster station.
It's called the muster station.
I don't like mustard.
It's not mustard. It's the muster station. There's a big drill, but when you get on, you have to go to the muster station and practice. Depends on which floor you're on. You know where what lifeboat area you go to. It's the muster station.
John, that's instilling a lot of confidence in me.
Charlie, what'd you say? It's not Grey Poupon.
It's the Grey Poupon station.
No, it's the muster station.
Okay, so the first thing they do to you when you get on this boat,
it's a
this
ship.
Floating resort.
Not a boat. Boats go on ships. It's a ship.
This thing that could capsize and you all drown to death. So the first thing they do, here's what happens if we have a problem,
you go here.
Here's your life jacket.
Yes.
It's the ocean. What good is a life jacket going to do you in the ocean?
Because you get into the lifeboat.
Yeah, I saw the movie Titanic. There wasn't enough room.
There's plenty now. Plenty of lifeboats. This one took on a lot of water, though. I will give it that. I'm watching the video of it right now, and this thing, man, the waves were heavy. Let me just say that. And it's pretty rough. I mean, the seas are rough. I mean, big time rough.
Oh, thank you.
Big time rough. You'd be like a little bobber in a bathtub in that thing. Wow.
No thanks.
Wow. So you've never been on a cruise ever?
Nope,
not even a 3-day cruise?
No, I was on a 3-hour cruise.
Gilligan. He's dead, by the way. He died a while back.
Yeah, Gilligan died a while back.
He died a while back.
Whenever you see that Facebook's not true, Gilligan died a few years ago.
He learned that in 2017. By the way. Didn't we? We made that mistake one day. Yeah, Gilligan died. Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah, so
or
yeah.
Longer.
So the last cruise I was on, the captain was fat and he had a dark blue shirt.
Nickname Mikhail?
Yeah, but Mikhail, that was the...
Oh, that was the other one. Sorry, that was Mikhail's Navy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm thinking of something. That was Skipper.
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 And Little
Skipper
Buddy.
Skipper, too. And Little Buddy. Hey, Little Buddy. Why do you always call him Little Buddy, anyways?
He was his Little Buddy.
And he was mad at him. He called him Gilligan. Okay, wait a minute. The odds of dying on a cruise ship are 1 in 6.25 million, Dan.
I don't like those odds.
Oh, jeez, Dan. Your odds of dying in a car crash are probably lower than that.
Yeah, but I'm not drowning.
What difference does it make?
I just, there's this
dying
thing.
Dying is dying, Dan. Okay, when you
it's
drown.
Not. Drowning is like,
no, it's
don't
not.
You ever watch those shows where they're like, you see their eyes off, then they're like.
When you drown.
Their eyes are like, why don't they stop
Dan,
moving.
Dan, when you drown, you just suck in water like you're breathing, and then it just fills up and you just pass out.
Have you ever suffocated?
No.
Well, see, that's not fun. Okay, here's what, I just thought of it. Here's why. So when I was 30-ish,
yes.
I remember, early 30s. I had my first asthma attack.
Okay.
I had no idea what was going on because I didn't know I had asthma. I had no idea.
Okay.
And I got to the point where I am giving my wife my last will as she's driving me to the hospital. So I was suffocating. I thought I was dying. Seriously. And you're gasping for that air. You're literally gasping. And I think maybe that's part of it because I had never felt so yeah, helpless in my life is when I had that asthma attack gasping for air.
But drowning, I don't think, is the same. Because you breathe. But you just suck in water when you're breathing. And that's what makes you drown.
Yeah, but that's what I, that's your what lungs I would think. With water. That's what the feeling is, because you're
I don't
going
think it feels that way.
You're going through the motion and you're not.
What, Charlie?
And
yeah, babies in the womb do that.
Anything. You're not getting anything as you're trying to breathe.
No, I don't. It's not that way, okay. Dan.
Well, why
me.
Don't you try it out and let me know?
Next time I'm in the pool, I'll
do that. Just go in there. Oh, yeah.
No, because when you get out, you're like all choked up because all the water's in your lungs. Right. But yeah. I don't think drowning's as bad as you think. That's all I'm saying. That didn't sound right, did it?
Oh, okay, well, I guess if you're going to go prematurely, drowning's not a bad way. Just go ahead and suck in that water and it's all right.
Okay, if you were going to die, what would be your choice? It's a little morbid, but
morbid.
You choose what's your choice of death, Dan? Just not waking up?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know. At least you don't know.
Dying
in
your sleep?
Death doesn't scare me. Dying scares me.
Death doesn't scare you, dying does.
Being dead's okay. I mean, yeah, you're on your way to heaven. Okay,
yeah, that's fine. Yeah, big deal.
But it's that whole process of, here's your last. So anyway, I really would like a frost. You can't even finish the word. I want a frosty. You go, I want a frost. You know, you're dying. It's like, this lights out. You didn't get to eat it. This is horrible.
Oh, jeez. I don't think that's what your last wish is Kevin Frosty. I don't think that's it, Dan.
Oh, so what would be your last wish?
Well, usually it's about somebody you care about or something along those lines, wouldn't it be?
Send for a... You die, they didn't even say who to send for. And they're all like, well, too late.
What's your choice of death? You didn't answer that. Dying in your sleep, is that it?
I really don't know.
Either way, you're dead.
What's your choice of death?
I've thought about this. I don't want to burn to death.
No.
That seems really bad.
That's right. That's a drowning. No, I don't want that.
Anything without pain.
Yeah, okay.
See, I don't think drowning has a lot of pain. You just suck in water and you die. You watched Titanic.
Yeah, I did. It looked very painful.
Guy at the end.
No, drowning would be a lot of pain because...
No.
Yeah,
you suck in water.
You're going to be your
conscious
head, like,
for a while.
Big
and, yeah. I mean, you're just going to explode.
It would really hurt. It'd be like having a massive...
No, it's not. No, it's not.
No, burning would be worse. So
burning would be bad.
Burning, maybe one and two.
Smelling
is burning
your own
and
flesh
drowning.
Before you die. Not good.
Jeez.
Not good.
That's not good.
Yeah, the fire thing, yeah, that one I don't want.
Well, you've singed yourself before, right?
Oh, yes. Stinks. Bad. It's
awful.
Bad. You don't want to hear you not want to smell your own burning
skin. And the last
skin.
Thing you want to do is go look in a mirror.
Yeah. Because
you just know it's all gone.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that. It's just... No. So, I don't want to bleed to death other than you just kind of pass out.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to be shot.
No.
That hurts, too.
No.
Well, they say it doesn't.
Well, no, because it burns off.
They say the adrenaline is going so much that you don't feel anything after you've been shot.
Yeah, probably.
So hanging, no, don't want to hang.
Yeah, I choose to be hung. That's why I want to hang, and I want to get.
That's why suicide me wouldn't work real well. I don't like a gun. Don't like the rope. I take a lot of pills. I guess
I
don't know.
I tried to eat myself to death, but that didn't work. So
I tried that once too. Got the 305. Had to stop. Didn't work either.
Yeah, so that one did work.
All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Speaking of death, let's do life.
Life choices.
Okay, life choices. And it's all seriousness, folks. If you want to help preserve life and make life happen, you do that by going to lifematters.org. We do value life here at Rush to Reason. Despite our morbidity at times, we do value life greatly, and we would love to see life choices helped in any way possible. So go to lifematters.org. Help them out any way you can, volunteering, donating, you name it. You find it all at lifematters.org. Why? Because life matters at Life Choices.
Thanks to your generosity, Life Choices has the great honor of speaking to vulnerable students in middle schools and high schools across northern Colorado. Many of these young people have never heard the message of sexual purity. Instead, they've been taught that sex represents a normal part of dating. When teachers or principals invite Life Choices to speak in their classrooms, many of these students learn the truth for the first time. That sex belongs in marriage. Life Choices trains students to form healthy relationships by setting boundaries. In the 2015-2016 school year, Life Choices presented the message of sexual integrity in 16 high schools and 15 middle schools, reaching nearly 6,000 students. Life Choices shares the love of Jesus Christ by helping young people understand the consequences of their sexual decisions. Your gift will encourage students to abstain from premarital sex while emphasizing the immeasurable value of each individual. Donate today at lifematters.org.
All right, scratch and dent mortgage from Front Range. If you've got some work that needs done around the house, but you can't afford to do it, and you want to wrap that all into the mortgage, you can sure do that at Front Range Mortgage. Front Range Mortgage, 303-500-1900. Give them a call today. Wrap that loan all into one. Get everything done around the house and get going on the right track for 2018. Call them now. When you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Brian Murphy here with another mortgage solution that may help you or a loved one. Many Colorado homeowners have recently been stopped from completing a refinance as their home is discovered to have items in need of repair. Most lenders will stop these loans from closing unless the homeowners pay thousands in home repairs out of their own pocket before they're allowed to close the loan. This is a terrible catch-22 as most people can't afford these home repairs until after the loan closes. We have a solution. At Front Range Mortgage, we have a rare mortgage program that can allow you to complete your refinance even if your home has no known items in need of repair, allowing you to complete these repairs after you close using the loan proceeds. If your home has items in need of repair, or if you've already been turned down by another lender, call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to get you closed your home as is and get you the money you need to repair and renovate your home. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Oh. Charlie, is there any music or no? It's just us. Here we go.
Do we have a break?
No, we're done.
No break.
Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We don't have bumper music.
We
don't need bumper music.
We're going to sing the
Chipmunks. No, we're not doing Chipmunks. All right, let's go to Richard Rush. He's joining us now. My son. And Richard, what would your choice of death be?
I told Charlie it's a guillotine.
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know. Have you ever cut the head off of a chicken, Richard?
Yeah, I don't think we're like chickens, Dan.
No, when it comes to removing our heads, I think we'll be a lot like a chicken. Your head, head looks around.
The headless horseman.
The head looks around. The eyes are, the beak is flapping, so your mouth would be going, blah, 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 and then your body runs away. Your body just kind of runs around. Your arms flop.
I don't think so, Dan.
Plop, plop.
Yeah, I think once your head's gone, you're gone.
Yeah, let's just say that death of any kind, not looking forward to it. Let's just say that.
No, dying of any kind.
Well, yeah, any kind of dying.
Once you're dead.
Any kind of death. Right. I guess that's true. Death is, once you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah, I mean, you're up there with Jesus.
I suppose that's true. Why do you say up there? Do we know what's up there? Is it up there around here?
Well, it's in the realm. It's how we can relate to it.
Oh, I see.
Because remember, they're looking
how it makes you feel.
Up is the good place, down is the bad place.
Exactly.
Got it.
Because, the center of the earth is millions of degrees.
Yeah, we learned that last week.
From Al Gore.
All right, so what are we talking about? What are we talking about, Richard? What are you updating us on?
Oh, well, we can do the playoffs real quick just because, it's a sports segment.
Okay,
so,
let's do it.
First round or wild card round of the NFL playoffs, they call it, happened last night, or yes, I guess I should say yesterday and Saturday. You had the Chiefs, which I'm happy to report, continuing their playoff loss streak of home playoff games of six games or whatever it is. The Chiefs fans like to gloat because the Broncos weren't very good this year, but I think we have more Super Bowl appearances in the last 3 years or 4 years or whatever it is than they have playoff appearances in the last like 10 years. So it's pretty good overall, so that was good. The Bills or the Jaguars won on the AFC side, and then you had the Saints win, and then the Atlanta Falcons win. So overall, pretty, I guess, eventful/uneventful weekend at the same time. Divisional playoffs are happening this weekend. Conference championships happen next weekend. Then you got that break in which usually the Pro Bowl is played, I believe. And then you've got the Super Bowl, kind of the first weekend in February, which we'll have to do something fun there. Maybe we'll do like grilling tips or something like that at that point in time of, what should you make for the big game, or what do people make, or whatever it might be. So that's kind of it for the world of sports at this point in time. But I think we were going to touch base on technology, Dad. Is that right?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, we're 2018. So, technology can, some are technically challenged. Others use it as a tool. I am one that says that if you don't know technology, you might as well learn it, because it will be something that, if you learn it, can improve your life as long as you control it properly.
Absolutely. Technology can be one of the biggest helpers and tools that you use in the world today. or it can be a massive hindrance, just depending on your knowledge of it and how you use it. And even some people's use of technology can be a, you know, even though they think it may be helping them, it may be hurting them, especially if you don't know how to use it or you're using it incorrectly or whatever it might be. So I'm with you. I think technology can going to continue making leaps and bounds, and especially with, for those people that don't know, the Consumer Electronics Show
is
happening this week.
Right.
CES is happening this week in Vegas. And this is basically where, for those people that don't know, all these, you know, tech companies come together and they basically put their best foot forward, you could say, for what they're going to put out this year or in the future years or whatever it might be. And so it's kind of a cool thing to see, I guess I would say, what we are capable of, because they put out working prototypes, Dad, of a lot of pretty fancy things. I think LG released a screen that like literally rolls up into a little base.
Yeah, it's cool.
And
cool.
So it's kind of like foldable, you know, a foldable paper sort of a thing, which I think is super cool and possibly, you know, futuristic type of a stuff. And then I think I sent you it today. They now have shower heads. Dan, you're going to love this one. I know you'd use it. They now have shower heads that you can talk to that it will heat up to a specific set temperature or whatever you want to do it. So, Dan, if you want to set the mood for yourself
sweet.
At night, maybe taking a bath or something, you can set it to your specific flavor.
It'll actually automatically fill the tub to a certain height, to a certain fill, right, too?
Yes, it will. And also they've got faucets that will fill up a pan or a pot to a specific amount of ounces or, you know, a gallons or whatever it might be.
When's that going
to
be available?
You talk to Alexa. I think second quarter of 2018, they said.
Okay.
So coming up here shortly, what else did they come out with? I think it was 12 years ago yesterday. Bill Gates or Microsoft unleashed the Xbox, the first Xbox.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah, I've got to find that. I can't remember what it was, but they showed a picture of him on stage. Dad, do you remember how big the first Xbox was?
With it's huge.
The controllers and
huge.
Everything else that it was. It was just incredible. And nowadays, you've got, you know, honestly, you've got more power in your phone
than
the first game console.
It was released November 15th, 2001.
So
16 years ago, sorry.
Yeah 16 years
wow.
ago. No, 17 years
that
ago.
That is incredible.
Well, yeah, 16 now. It'll be 17 this November,
wow.
So yeah.
I didn't realize it had been around that long.
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
So they announced that. So that's cool. And so that's, you know, some of the technology. And, Dad, I think you sent an article from Wall Street Journal that talked about maybe what the future for 2018
yes.
holds in terms of what type of technology, and they mentioned, you know, we can go over a few of these, but one of the ones that they mentioned, I believe, was their automated, basically artificial intelligence, right?
Right.
In terms of, you know, Amazon Alexa and some
yep.
of these other different things. So a question for you, for both of you guys, do you envision the future, what do you envision the future being as far as artificial intelligence? Is it like, you know, the movie iRobot from several years back, where robots are going to take over our homes and they start protecting us? Or is artificial intelligence a way to make our life easier while still being able to confine it, if that makes sense?
No, it's Skynet. It's the Terminator. We're all done.
Jeez. Skynet.
I'm not so sure about that one, Dan, but I think it's
going to come down to who you are. I think certain people, certain generations will use some of the artificial intelligence better than others. For me personally, I have found it to be actually in some cases more cumbersome than it is to actually just go do whatever it is I need to get done myself. I really think that's going to come down to the end user.
Well, and I'm going to – sorry, Dad, I'm going to kind of age you here for a second. I think some of that's going to come down to who – if you've grown up with it. I read something the other day, and I can't remember if we talked about it or not before, but my generation is the last – is really going to be the last generation that really didn't grow up with a whole lot – or grew up with a lot of technology, but it happened in a short 5-10 year period.
Okay.
But, right, like for when you guys were kids, yeah, like technology grew, right? You guys, it started out with just black and white. You had what, 3 or 4 TV channels, and
five.
You had to turn the. You had to, right. You well, always told me that you were your grandpa's or your dad's channel changer, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That you had to go up.
We
and
were the remote
to turn the little knob.
That's right.
Exactly.
Sometimes we were the antenna. That,
true.
Exactly. You had to stand there, put your foil
right.
on. Dan,
hold that. Hold that foil just
antenna.
Right.
Exactly. So that's one piece. And then obviously it grew. And Dad, I know you always talked about this, that you had the first cell phone, you know, the massive
yep.
block cell phones. And then
the
they
brick.
Had, you know, the technology. Exactly. And then they had the phones in the car.
Yep.
Right. You had the car phone. That was a big, if you were a big time, you know, executive, you had your car phone. And
realtors. Most realtors had them.
For that. Because you had to do all your business on the road.
Right.
So that's like, but that was kind of your big expansion. Whereas with us, you know, it started out with us. You know, you would still play outside and stuff as a kid. But again, you know, the game consoles were introduced, and Game Boys, you know, really started to be popular. And then they've come out with smartphones and so on and so forth. And so, you know, from when I was a kid, you know, of 8, 9, 10 years old to now I'm going to be 26 this year, technology in the past 15 years, I feel like, has just exploded. And so to my original point, Dad, to yours, which is our, you know, honestly, my kids are going to grow up, your grandkids are going to grow up with the artificial intelligence Alexa, Siri being a daily part of their lives. So do you think that's going, does that affect how someone uses it versus you are more likely to just pick up your phone and turn on this light or change this or set this or whatever it might be?
Yeah, great. Well, John and I are going to look as archaic as people that still use landlines in their homes today.
Yeah.
We are. That's how we're going to look.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not opposed to, you know, Siri, Alexa, and all those things. But I will just tell you, I'm not a huge prolific user of Siri like maybe a lot of other people are. Maybe I should do more of it, and I wouldn't have to type as much. But I still tend to, when I want to look something up, just go type it in. I don't ask Siri like I probably should.
Why?
Habit, I guess. Because I've always done it the other way.
So I think that's part of what that article's talking about, which is, I think that's going to be the retraining of consumers. And you're starting to see it more and more often, right? Because they're trying to get your daily tasks, you know, for example, turning on your faucet for a shower,
yeah,
ingrained into the, you know, the smart home experience where you say, you know, Alexa, start my shower. Or if you, at the same time, if you look at parents with kids, and if you could tell Alexa to start your faucet and heat it up that bathtub for your kids, so while you can be getting them ready, and then it turns off for you once it gets to, you know, I don't know, 25 gallons or whatever's in that specific tub, that may be pretty useful for some people in my mind.
You know, I think we're actually going to acclimate to this stuff a lot quicker than what we think we are.
You think so?
I was just thinking of this because we just have Alexa at home. And I was thinking about it just yesterday. I said, Alexa, what's the temperature? Alexa, what's the forecast? All of a sudden, you know, now a week ago, I didn't do that. Now it's just like I walk in and go, I need to know what this is. And I just ask this Alexa thing.
Okay.
You don't even think about looking at your phone anymore, right?
No. You're
yeah,
right.
So, okay. So hold that thought, guys. We'll come right back to that. Don't go anywhere. We'll come back to that. Richard Rush joining us as he does every Monday. Bruce Simmons coming up next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. Find him at reversemortgageradio.net, 303-467-7821.
I was going to say, if you're 62 years or older, get your money out of your house now before Skynet becomes active.
There you go. Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage. All he does is reverse mortgages. Call him today. Find out if you're a candidate or not. And when you do, tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Bruce Simmons, KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, conducts business in person because you deserve to understand the process. Bruce gladly meets in your home, at a local restaurant, or wherever you prefer so that you may ask questions in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Your reverse mortgage allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into cash, potentially increasing your retirement resources by hundreds of thousands of dollars. You must interact face-to-face with your lender in order to fully grasp how the loan works. After dealing exclusively in reverse mortgages for nearly 15 years, Bruce knows that a phone conversation does not provide the same sense of security, and Bruce wants you to feel entirely at ease while you explore the details of your unique loan. Call 303-467-7821 to schedule a meeting with KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist. You will make a decision with complete confidence because you will speak directly with Bruce.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. Respect your wallet. In fact, respect it enough to not leave it in your car.
That's right. Keep it on your body or person at all times.
You never know when that thief might roll along and just grab it. A guy with a beard like mine might just show up and get it.
Just like John Rush.
Exactly. The bandit might show up and get it.
The wallet out of your car.
So respect your wallet. Extreme Auto Repair does that as well. In the heart of Parker, 303-841-1071. Call them now and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops will go ahead and replace your belts only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check for no extra cost. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become. So Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
So if you find yourself with that lost wallet and some black marks show up on your credit due to that wallet being stolen.
Which can easily happen.
Which can happen.
That's what they're after.
You need professional credit restoration to take care of some of those things for you. You can do that by calling 303-232-0303. Find them at prcweb.us.
Did you write that down, Cassie?
303-232-0303. They'll be glad to help you out. That is Professional Credit Restoration. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Professional Credit Restoration helps you move towards a brighter future by improving your credit score. You're finally getting back on your feet financially after a truly difficult life experience, a divorce, a layoff, a foreclosure, or a prolonged illness. Now you feel stronger than ever, but your credit score says otherwise. Professional Credit Restoration works to correct any errors on your credit history and then counsels you through the proven steps that you can take to improve your credit score. Don't let your past destroy your future. Call Professional Credit Restoration today at 303-232-0303.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Michael also calling in. My son Richard Rush on the phone as well. So, guys, welcome. Michael, what do you got for us?
Well, I know your son is pretty into technology, so I wanted to ask, Richard, do you think, if any impact, the new Samsung X that they're talking about is going to have, especially with it having the first foldable screen in cell phone history?
Ooh, that's cool.
Oh, I think, honestly, Michael, I think that's going to be the future, to be honest with you. I think that they've had this technology for a few years now. It's just been super, super expensive. And being able to fold your screen not only, I think, paves the way for your phone to be able to do that, because obviously they can make things a lot smaller and thinner and actually even clearer, but it paves the way for things such as blueprints and architectural drawings and things like that. I mean, just imagine what you can do with a foldable display to be able to roll up and take with you. So I think depending on how fast they can get the price to come down, that's going to be the only thing that prohibits it from becoming more mainstream. But in my opinion, I think that is kind of the wave of the future and where you're going to see things going. Obviously, you know, cost prohibitively, you know, figuring out how to make that cheap enough.
Well, I know that LG has just released their first rollable television. Basically, it comes in a box about the size of a projector screen, and you click a button, it rolls it up, rolls it out, and you watch TV, and then when you want to get rid of it, you click a button, and it goes away.
Yep.
And with the new Samsung X, the one thing I'm amazed about is the fact that you don't need to buy, you know, for some of us, we have, you know, a small tablet that we like bigger stuff on. With the new Samsung X, you're going to have a 5.6-inch display or bigger. And then on top of that, you're going to have almost an 8-inch basically tablet that you can open up to.
That's Michael, have you ever heard of Corning? A company called Corning?
Yes, I have.
I haven't.
Michael, if you would, I think it sounds like you would like this. YouTube tonight, Corning, A Day Made of Glass. There's two pieces to it. And it was a video that came out several years ago. And to your point, Michael, it just kind of expands upon when they can get that technology in your pocket to be, you know, that foldable display, that sort of thing, where it can take you. For example, you know, you can set your phone down, and instead of, you know, having to worry about a projector, it just pulls the information from your phone and throws it up onto a wall a little bit. So look up, if you don't mind, you know,
it's
just
pretty
for
cool
sake, look up Corning.
And it's an old video, by the way, everybody out there listening. It's an old video, but I think, Richard, what you're trying to say, and this is where I would probably come into play as, you know, Michael and Richard, that technology improves to where that becomes easier, where there's not all this cumbersome gadgetry that you're trying to maneuver around and through. If it becomes more seamless, I see more and more people, even old people, using it.
So you're talking Corning, like the ones that used to make the Corningware dishes?
Correct.
Or still make the Corningware dishes?
Correct.
Okay, now I get you. Yes, I have heard of them.
Correct. It's pretty cool.
And they make the glass for most of the iPhones. Michael, not the screens themselves, but the glass that protects them. They actually make a really strong glass, and that's kind of where it's come from. That's why it's called A Day Made of Glass. And they actually describe in the video, you know, where the technology is and how far it's come. And like you said, it's an older video, but it's kind of cool to see where we already have some semblance of that technology, you know, just a few short years today, more mainstream.
Right.
This is crazy.
Don't they make the Gorilla Glass that's on a lot of the cell phones?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe they do.
The device is on and they're rolling up the screen.
Yes.
This is nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty slick.
That's cool.
Very cool. So, yeah.
Imagine you can have a TV built into your bed frame and click a button and pop
have it roll
it
out up
instead of having to have the big actual TV in there.
Yep.
There are some beds that have that.
Which, by the way, the way I want to wrap all this around, and Richard, you can talk to this. Michael, I'm going to let you go. I think that's a great question. We've got a minute left. I appreciate the phone call. And Richard, this is what I want to talk about as well. So with all of what is still out there that either has been invented or just hasn't had the R&D or what folks feel is the consumer confidence to move some of those things forward, do you feel like now with Trump being in the position that he's in and us kind of rolling along now, having good GDP and so on, do you feel like some more of these things will start to roll out and we'll move forward in some of those directions?
Absolutely. When people have more money, things get, in my opinion, things get developed faster, things get rolled out faster, and people are more adept to take risks than they are just to sit on their hands and say, oh, this is the same old, same norm. So, yes, to answer your question, I think, again, this is what happens. When you roll back regulations, you encourage innovation, you encourage companies to start, you know, formulating new ideas, new concepts, getting costs down, and driving new ideas to the people. And to your point, Dad, having people of all ages, all backgrounds, start to accept some of this technology in a more widely used format, which in turn, to kind of wrap things around to where we started out talking, using technology as a tool to make life easier today than it was yesterday.
Yep. Very well said. Richard, good stuff. Appreciate it. I will see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Richard.
Sounds good to see you.
Good stuff. Appreciate it. Richard Rush, my son, and he's right. Anytime we can get all that stuff out of the way, guys, things will continue to just improve and explode.
This is incredible
There's
stuff.
Tons of technology we still haven't even
Holy
gotten
cow.
To yet. Trust me, tons. The left thinks we're done. We haven't even scratched the surface. Not even scratch the surface. Lots of cool stuff still yet to be invented.
Absolutely.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage coming up next. Kurt Rogers is going to join us here at 5 o'clock for our Monday Mortgage Minute, so he'll be up in a few. If you need him, it's aimortgage.net. And again, anything you need from Kurt, he is there for you. He literally can meet you anywhere up and down the Front Range and talk about all of your mortgage needs face-to-face. 720-895-0500. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
The feds have raised mortgage loan limits. This allows you to take out cash at lower rates and pay off that high interest rate debt, or do that home improvement that you keep putting off, which will increase your value even more. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of you have taken out a mortgage or loans with mortgage insurance. With these new loan limits, you can refinance now and stop worrying about the second mortgage being increased as rates continue to go up. Or refinance your home up to 95% of its value and eliminate the mortgage insurance payment. Did you know that having a mortgage insurance payment is like raising your rate 1 to 1.5%? Put that $200, $300, $400 of MI in your pocket, not the bank's. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. With these new loan limits, you can now purchase more home at lower rates, all without mortgage insurance. AIM has been your locally owned and operated neighbor since 2001. Online paperless applications, close quickly, get the respect you deserve. 720-895-0500. Take AIM now and see the difference. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, and I've got about a minute and a half left, and stick with me here because I think I'm on track and a lot of what Richard just said resonates. And I could be completely wrong, but I don't think I am. If I am, call me or send us an email. Or text us on our text line. So it's john@rushtoreason.com or 307-200-8222. But outside of a few cell phone things and the flat screen TV market really kind of exploding, tell me some other fantastic inventions that have happened in the past 8 years. Electric cars have been around for a while. No, nothing really new there. Yeah, Tesla's done some great things, but that stuff's old technology at this point. No offense, but it really is. There's nothing really earth-shattering there. So give me something, anybody in this room, that's really been earth-shattering inventions that we're using on a daily basis in the past 8 years, outside of like Amazon Alexa. That's a, and really that technology was even around prior to that.
What do you mean by earth-shattering?
Something that's changed your life, like the cell phone or the laptop or something like that has.
Well, I mean, nothing has changed it more than the cell phone.
That's it, right?
I mean, that nothing has changed your life more than that has. Everything else has pretty much stayed like what it is.
Eight stinking years.
Yeah.
Tell me, in this day and age, why we aren't light years ahead of where we are now when it comes to some of the technology things. Why? Because they don't want to spend the money if they don't think you have the money to buy. That's why, folks.
No, you're spot on with that.
And if you want to blame anybody for where we're at now when it comes to technology, blame the last administration because they sucked it up big time. Just saying, like it or not, those of you on the left, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me an innovation that I don't know about that has really changed our day-to-day lives, because frankly, I don't see it. I don't.
Well, once again, the biggest thing is the
cell phone.
The cell phone. Biggest thing, by far.
Because people have to have, well, you don't have, well, you do in this
day.
You do now.
You
do now have to have one.
Yeah,
you have to have one. All right, we'll come right back. We've got another full hour coming your way. John Rush, Dan Muir, Cassie George, you in Facebook Live. Charlie Grimes on the board. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.